Yo, what's up, everybody? We're live again. The Good Life Project. It feels good. It feels good to be in here. How you feeling?
Very good. Like, it is Good Friday, so well, hella good.
It is Good Friday, and shout out to y'all. I feel like no matter what we do, y'all are there. And I love you for it. That's why we come up with these topics, because we want to help people. We want to make sure that y'all are living your best life and not your best lie.
That part. Because it's easy to do that, literally. Like,
yeah.
I have a thing with clients that I advise them to, when they find out the truth about something,
mm-hmm.
they have to write down the truth. Because like, basically, we spend a lot of time living a lie, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're living that lie, but it's not until we learn the truth and expose the truth that we change it from one or the other. So
yeah, and we can't be afraid of lies, and we can't be afraid of the truth. A lot of times that's what the lie is. They want you to be off balance. They want you to be fearful of certain outcomes, fearful of shit, what's gonna happen to you next after this. And I think those are the moments that we realize are gonna set us free. Those are the times when we have good intentions, we have good nature, and then we get afraid,
right?
And we back off, or we get afraid and we make excuses, you know what I mean? And those are the times for me when I can recognize I'm being in my highest self. It's not when I'm having the most fun. It's not when I got the most things. It's when I'm standing up for myself. It's when I've decided, like, no, this isn't okay.
Exactly.
And that's a what feels like a small moment, but it can take you so far when you go against the grain, when you see everybody else doing something covered up, and you're just like, nah.
Yeah, it's definitely empowerment and living your truth, like living the absolute truth. Like, think about how many things we know is a lie. Like, and we literally be like, no, it's the truth. Like, let's see, I can think of one now. Something as simple as milk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cow's milk wasn't made for humans, even though people consume it, right? We found ways to use it. The truth of the matter, you know, cow's milk was made for the cat. Like, it's that.
Mm-hmm.
We can say the truth is what we've learned as childhood on up, but we know what the actual truth is. So once we speak out the truth, that simple truth, is, I think it's that much easier when people are thinking about how they consume milk that wasn't made from humans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or even the thought process, because now that spills over to, you know, further down the line. Like, now you come into breastfeeding and you think you need to give the baby something for him because you got that in your mind. That's your makeup. Like, you've been raised on a certain type of thought process,
mm-hmm.
concerning milk.
And I feel like it shows both sides, because you even have some people who will be scared straight when they see how the sausage is made, you dig? But that don't scare everybody out of it. Like, when I first seen that cow and that puss and all that, I said, we drinking that? Ugh.
Yeah.
And milk didn't even smell the same no more. It made me sick even smelling it, being in the same room with it. And it could be fresh pumped milk. And I'm just like, it tastes 2 years old. Like, it's been sitting out.
It's crazy, because now you're living your truth, right? You're living out your truth. You've seen the truth of the matter, the facts about the situation, live and color. And I think, so that's one of the things I have my clients do when it comes to creating a birth plan,
mm-hmm.
or thinking about pregnancy, or thinking about birth, or even the space that they hold for the father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they cannot have the same thought process on truth and lies that they did about going into one situation that maybe didn't work out in their favor, because something wasn't true. Like, you're like, people, they should be like, you know, oh, there was this, it was that, and the other. But then something happened, right? Something happened. And at some point, somebody was not living out their truth. Somebody was living a lie. And that's why they stayed in the relationship as long as they possibly did, you know.
And then when we're glorifying the wrong person, who's paying attention to the right person? You know what I mean? I see so many people who focus on civilization and they want to focus on the first one who tried the milk. And they're like, oh, yeah, they gave us milk. But what about the first person who had to try the poisonous berries to know which ones to eat? You know what I mean? Like, we could be focusing on things that are happening versus what we're focusing on. That's why I truly believe life is perspective. And a lot of times when we're looking at something negative, we're not even noticing the good things about whatever. We stuck in that rut of just, let me find something bad about it to either make me feel better about myself or to bring this thing down to my level. Instead of, let me try to support it up more. Maybe I'm just a pillar in this situation. Maybe I'm just the rug. Maybe I'm the door. Maybe I'm the roof. But we always try to be the entire structure, and it goes wrong for us because we're not really putting ourselves in everybody's shoes in the village. We're expecting all of them to be in our shoes. And all of us, I'm sure, have found ourselves doing these things. You know what I mean? Like, still to this day, how people can drink pop and they know it makes their stomach hurt. Like, eventually we have to stop trying to scare ourselves straight, and we got to learn through information. We got to experience these things and then make a decision about it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, it's lies, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when I was growing up, you actually could not, let me see how to say this. You actually couldn't call somebody a liar.
Yeah. That was a sin.
Crazy.
And they could really be a liar too, but you could, it ain't your place to tell them.
That's crazy. You couldn't tell them, and you had to say fibbing. You couldn't say lying.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Like, you're
telling stories or tall tales.
Yeah. Or white lies.
It all sounds beat around the bushes.
White lies.
You know what I mean? Sound like I'm saying something, but not really what I mean. What? I don't like that.
That's crazy.
I don't like it. And I think that was the mass form of protection. It's what the Bible does when it says, forgive thy neighbor. I wouldn't need to forgive my neighbor if he was a good guy. I only got to forgive a person that keep messing up. The only person asking for forgiveness is the one that keeps messing up. People who come here with good intentions and see those good intentions through rarely apologize. They did nothing wrong. You get what I'm saying? So all of this rhetoric we're building it to prevent someone from feeling away or being embarrassed or standing out. Sometimes people got to be embarrassed. Sometimes you got to come and tell them what they're drinking in that cow's milk while they're chugging their little liter. And let them be embarrassed. You know what I mean? I've been embarrassed my whole life. It's been some of my best moments. Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot.
I was probably about, well, as far as the milk, like 29 or 30 when I first found out that they, like, this guy came to our church and he basically said that they was putting like rat poison in, like, basically, whatever the vitamin D that they put in there and they do something else, like that pasteurizes it, is ends up being rat poison because they be doing rat stuff in that same area that they make.
Right.
So 9 times out of 10, yeah, he said that's in there. So
that's the kind of stuff that changes the colors. People don't understand a lot of the chemicals that hurt you, they're doing just to change the color.
It's not even... Let's talk about that. Like, that's because like what I'm understanding is that a lot of these things are basic, but you don't know them unless you've been around it. So
yeah,
we have not been privileged to be around on the farm and milking cows and this and that and the other and caring after chickens to see what eggs look like, to see what their setup look like, to see how thin cows are as opposed to the cows that we consume here in the States,
yeah,
that are bred in a certain way, right?
Yeah.
In the country, they look bony.
And can I add to that? Yeah. That teaches you about life. Mm-hmm. It seems simple when you watch movies like Babe and they grew up with farm animals, and you experience them getting sick, you experiencing some being sold off. These are life lessons. You feel me? I think that's the importance too of why they lived with their elders, because you're seeing them change. You're, like you said, you seeing them be bony, you seeing them gain weight, you seeing their hair turn white. You get in life, but these animals are definitely bony.
Yeah,
and we got more wings than ever. And these skinny chickens, where are these wings coming from, dog?
Man, they seen that
Tyrone.
Y'all seen that with the chicken?
Oh yeah, who cloned Tyrone?
Yeah, they know.
And chickens was thick when we was kids. Just seeing chickens in cartoons, me being on farms, hens was thick.
I feel like that. But I guess too, it's more so plentiful. Like what I learned is that you ain't seeing them here. Like you don't see chickens. This free running chicken going about their business. You have to be all the way out somewhere. Ain't seeing them everywhere like that. No. And in these other countries that I visited, you do. You just see them chickens is just about their business, but you know, they know who they belong to and people minding them and stuff, but
yeah,
you see them. And we consume too much chicken as a whole group of people to not see and grow any natural chicken.
Exactly. Makes no sense. And all those places that you describe has a landmass 100 times as big as ours. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So these animals have room to move around. They would make sense. Mm-hmm. Us packing into these freaking cul-de-sacs and fucking suburbs, there's no room for animals. There's no room for people. Houses damn near touching each other. Like there's no room for any. I don't see nature. They'll plant like their four little trees out front that look like they just grew them 3 years ago. Like we make no room for these things, and then we're the first creatures to turn around and complain that we don't have them, or realize that we need them and still make no changes. But we made these changes to get here, so changes can get us back. But I do think this is a part of life going full circle. I think we're getting as worse as it can get with the food, because it's breeding a lot of people who want to grow their own food and a lot of people who are being more conscious about the food they're eating.
Yeah, cultivating the land, man. Like, get in tune with it. Get in tune with it, y'all. Nature is never shining. For real.
Nature is a part of our everyday lives. So we got to be realistic with... I understand a lot of people are finding their confidence and finding how big they can be. But to me, magic is duality. It's still understanding, like, you are but a speck. How tiny you are in the grand scheme of what the universe has going and what it has planned. And being respectful. This is why our life translates. We become terrible house guests. I truly believe we're a guest on this planet. And look at how we treat it. And we know now for a fact that this planet is healing itself, is feeding itself, and this planet can survive on its own. It doesn't need us.
It's a gift, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you naturally think about, like, everybody, again, so I think it's safe to say that the things that we're breaking down is, like, here, y'all. We got to get it. So if y'all believe in the Bible, well, y'all go by that, right? This is your makeup. Then Adam and Eve, that garden, that mindset, the garden, Eden. What do you think? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing. Like, it's still here. Still life. It's still giving. It's still fruit. Like, it's still plentiful. The land is, like, healing. It's everything. It's still all of those things. But we think in this, I don't know, the mindset that got y'all wrapped in as though, like, it don't really exist. Like, you don't really, like, it only existed in the Bible.
Yeah.
But,
which is insane. And that wasn't even a long period of time that it's talking about.
Like,
300 years, maybe.
Do y'all understand? And they say 6,000. So when I was in the church, they would say, this is how they broke it down. They say,
yeah, they got a hell of lost books.
This is what they say. They say, we in the 2000, right? We in the 2000 years. And then it was 4,000 years before that, right?
Which sounds even crazier. But yeah.
That they calculate. That's supposed to be the Old Testament. It's supposed to be the 4,000 years at least.
The before, yeah. Before JC. It's not like a bandmate. It's like a drummer.
But again, Eden. If that's what y'all think.
Yeah.
That's what y'all believe in. How are you really able, like, really participating in that thought process? Like, for real. Like,
yeah.
That's something that's right now is current. We literally have trees. We literally have ground. We have dirt. We have sun. We have all of the things that we need. And Ohio on itself, like, there is a peach tree off of Old Leonard over there by the Sunoco.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a peach tree over there. Peach. In Ohio.
But it's easy to not engage in these things and participate when you've been programmed. Oh, this has to grow here. Yeah. And this needs this kind of soil. Mm-hmm. And you can only grow these in Florida. You know what I mean? So you don't even try to grow those things there.
And there's other ways too, I guess, to get back to the nature. Like, to it. Like, one is just really being out in nature. Like, going out there and having your own, like, really come to nature moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Go hug a tree.
Yeah, exactly.
That part. And if you still think that's funny, you got some healing to do. You feel me? Like, people would be embarrassed, like, nah, that's goofy. No. That's normal. To me, not fucking with nature is goofy.
I guess really, like, the way I look at it is trees are all living. And they've been living.
Yeah, they got secrets.
Man.
They listen to all y'all's conversations.
Everything. And they didn't see everything. Oh my goodness. It's like, oh man, that's one of the beauties, I think, just to give in to, like, what makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so really stop fighting certain things. Like, y'all just gotta, when it comes to,
embrace. And this is the duality of life. Like, if you're not choosing connection, you're choosing disconnection. If you're not looking for ways something works and makes sense, you're looking for ways it doesn't work, it doesn't make sense. We're always living in the either. So be more mindful of how you're living. And like she said, those are everyday things. Those are not littering. Those are not loitering. That's not gossiping. Because you spreading trash out through words, through gossip. You feel me? Like, so,
and
we are what we do.
And giving into the, I guess, the gossip too. Because, like, I guess one of the things I think about when people be gossiping is when they be talking about their kids, around their kids and shit.
Oh, man.
Because I witnessed it. Mm-hmm. But I be like, oh, my God. I don't have these certain conversations around my children. If I can't talk in code over the phone, like, I first of all, I'm just not answering the phone if I have to have a certain type of conversation.
Yeah.
But then too, like, my conversations now have been limited to just like things really intentional.
Yeah.
So especially when it's communicating off the phone, but I know what that looks like. So I ain't always been in that mindset, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I do relate and understand, but it's like, also it's a certain type of culture now that feeds into certain types of conversations. So now you're having, ooh, God knows what now. Ooh,
mm-hmm.
I can't understand, because y'all having certain type of conversations and children are exposed to certain things.
And they're left to try to make sense of those things when a lot of times the person that's speaking don't even know what it means enough
That
to
part.
explain to them. You know what I mean? So it's that perpetual paradox of the things we're running from most, and then we're grabbing our kids and like, let's get out of here, and we're running right towards it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and before we guide anyone anywhere, before we tell anyone anything, we got to check in with ourselves. We got to make sure that we're secure. We got to learn how to check ourselves and how to regulate our energy, especially again, because so many people are seeing their true power for the first time. So I always implore people, like, go watch some anime, go watch one of these superhero shows. It's going to show you exactly how it goes. It's this weak kid who always got beat down, and then one day they get these powers, and they like, oh, this is going to be great. And then they almost kill 100 people because they don't know how to use these powers. And then they got a crossroad. They're like, all right, I'm never doing this again. Or they're like, I just need to practice. I need to, hone my skills. I need to get used to being this powerful. So everything has a season. You know what I mean? We got to get out of this rush. Because that's why I like to challenge motherfuckers. Like, you in a rush to be where and why and to get what for who and to have what and to see what. And they're like, what are you rushing to do?
It's like when people are rushing, they're not breathing. You're not breathing right. So
You're already thrown off. You know what I mean? You're already thrown off. And this is what the meditation does for me. You know what I mean? It helps me get aligned. And it reminds me, one, my power, but two, we don't have to respond to everything. You know what I mean? If you have to do it, you must. But just because you can doesn't mean you have to. And we have to learn that discernment in life because, again, you're wielding a power that could knock a building down. You're wielding a power that could split a marriage up. You're wielding a power that could make somebody not want to be here no more. We got to be mindful of that. You know what I mean? That was the first thing I had to pay attention to and make sure. I'm like, okay, you want to heal people, you got to make sure you ain't tearing people down first. So I had to check myself with a lot of stuff, a lot of things I thought was playful. I was childish. I didn't know any better. So you think people's emotions are bendable and expendable, and they're not, because you don't know how fragile they really are to that person. You feel what I'm saying? So everything we do, as far as meditation, as far as yoga, as far as spirituality, like, this is real life shit. This is a soldier going to get grenades and bullets for the war. They know this ain't no drill. You know what I mean? But also, I allow people to live in the simulation if that's what they choose. To each truly his own with me. Like, I don't need nobody to do what I do. There's already a me. Like, go do you. Go put into the world what you feel they summoned you here to do, what you signed up to do. However you got here, you here. You know what I mean? That's the one thing we all have in common. We at war, but everybody has a different position. Some people are the casualties, some people are the medics, some people are the generals, some people are the other country saying, yo, this is wrong. Everybody is a part of it, though. We can't ignore these wars anymore. You get? And that's internally. So when we go home, let's do the work. I see people, how people live through how they live their life. I see the consensus of people believing students should only practice at school. That's what lets me know a lot of these kids aren't being taught things at home. Everyone else is being obligated to do it through a title that you think they selected to raise your child, and they didn't. You dig? These things have to start at home. To me, it's the best practice because I can practice all day. I can practice Saturday morning. My cousins come over, I can practice with them. My friends from school come over, I can practice with them. You know what I mean? We constantly are now getting better, and our people are seeing us thrive. A lot of us be so in and out of each other's lives, we don't know what to celebrate because I ain't seen you in 6 months. In a rut 6 months ago. So we might not even been in that season, but we yearn to celebrate each other. We yearn to teach each other, but we gotta start at home. You gotta start with self, and home is within. I take home with me everywhere I go. You know what I mean? I set home up. I can be in Indonesia. I'm setting up home because I know where to come back to. And then me knowing me, gradually, I'm stepping out a little further from home. You feel me? Because when you first get to a new house, you just play in the yard. You ain't running up the street to where you can't see the house no more. So I'm keeping that home with me. I know where my safe place is. You feel me? So I start venturing out. I start getting lost. I start learning new streets. I talk to the kind old lady selling the fruit. I interact with the neighborhood. But more importantly, the neighborhood is interacting with me.
Right.
And the parts that I am welcome is letting me know where I'm welcome, letting me know where I'm invited. There I meet like-minded people. These concepts started from small things as me playing with toys and my cousins. I just started to have the awareness one day to realize, like, I can apply this to everything. These, like you said earlier, these are gifts. And so much time we spend looking at it as a burden. Or we look at it as, like, who left a box here? And we ain't even checked the tag and seen it was for us. So we definitely ain't looked inside. We definitely ain't moved it. Now it's taking up space. And what happens if you just getting all these gifts? What happens if you that special? Everyone just wants to leave gifts. And you can't discern between the people. Like, I see it every day. And I tell people sometimes when we got to part ways, it's not because I think you're a bad person. It's because you are overwhelmed. And I cannot add any. I don't want to add a feather on top of whatever you're carrying. That may be the last straw. I love you enough, like, I get that to clean that up. And I love you enough that if you do clean it up, I'll be here. You come back, not like this. We could talk, you know what I mean? But now that you came to me, you asked me for help, you put the accountability on me, I'm going to treat it like a relationship. I'm going to turn it back on you. Like, okay, so now I'm holding you accountable. You held me accountable. You said, be here to help you. I can do that. So now I'm holding you accountable. Go get ready for school. You get what I'm saying? And that's a relationship that goes back and forth and is healthy. So if the first thing you learn, the first thing you do, the thing you do the most, which is food, if you have an unhealthy relationship with that, why could you possibly assume we would have a healthy relationship? And you know, I'm working on my relationship with food. That doesn't make you a bad person. But the part of you that can't see where this don't make sense for me is why we can't be friends. Because I also need you to have my back. I'm flawless at having people's back. I get terrified when it's their time. Like, all right, I got you. Fall back. And I'm like, I don't want to play no more. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. You eating burgers. You can't catch me.
It's challenging for sure. I know. Because, like, for me, that was one of the things I felt like since being separated, I've been struggling with. It's like, okay, how to not be super, be like, okay, you got to eat a certain way. That's been a challenge for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a real challenge because I do see the benefits of, like, you got to eat. You just got to eat a certain way. Like, for real, it's the food matters. Also with movement and stretching and shit, like, that is longevity in itself, along with just keeping on with everything else that you're passionate about, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's where it's at. Let me go see where the comments at.
Yeah, go through the comments. And to your point too, that's that tough love. Like, that's what I bring to the table, because I've gotten tough love my whole life. And I used to have coaches that told me, like, The kids who I don't yell at, you know what I mean, should be worried. If I'm yelling at you, if I'm in your face, that's because I love you. That's because I want you to do better. But if you have a coach who don't critique you, who don't say, listen, you should eat this way, you should play this way, I mean, do they care? You know what I mean? Sometimes caring is tough love. But you want to read the comments?
Yeah, so, okay, she said, before JC, Tree got the tea.
Tree's definitely got the tea.
Right. Acknowledging that you're a casualty in a situation is difficult but necessary.
Absolutely. I think it's key to survival. A lot of times when you see those movies where the children are in war, you watch the child going up to the movie and it starts off and their bombs are hitting their neighbor's house. And the parents are just kind of calm, and they just got pots and pans over their head, and you know what I mean? They're like, oh, it'll stop. Like it's fireworks on the 4th of July. It's that normal. So sometimes, I've learned this in psychology, we create normalcy to be in safety because we know what's going on around us, but we ain't going to talk about it. You know what I mean? But you're going to see us do little movements like we're aware of what's happening. But also, we've decided we're not going to let this steal our sanity and steal our joy. That's their war. This isn't my fight. So why do I got to fight? Why do I got to be angry? Why do I got to be at war? That's how people were able to become pacifists. It had to be the first one where they're just like, no, why, everybody's got a club and beating each other. Like, I cooked, but it's going to be too much food if y'all kill each other. Like, I'll just come eat.
That is how they played it. Like, right, is that Renaissance time?
Yeah.
Put your weapons down. Have you ever been down there to, is it in Circleville or Zanesville or...
The Renaissance Fair type joint. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that shit. I live for a time where there was no technology. I live for it. Because people had to be people. You had to socialize. You couldn't text or email or nothing. You could send a bird over like, yo, meet me by the tree at 9. But that's it. It's got to be something short and sweet. It might not get there. I ain't about to write no poem.
Oh, my word.
And poems were like the Bible back then. You feel me? That shit was sacred.
Funny, yo, it was a long
time ago.
This was like maybe not even 2010.
Mm-hmm. Like, right, it was in Ohio.
Yeah, it's
on
here.
Okay. But I love the art of it. I love classical time. I love the outfits. I will call them costumes. They used to wear costumes back in the day. I couldn't see myself in no 4-piece suit all day going to hoop and then going to the kids' school and going to work. And nah, they're riding a horse home. But I would have loved living on the land. I would have loved going in your backyard and it's 3 acres looking back at you.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, so look, so I was in touch with my homegirl in Florida, right? She said I'm like about almost 15 or more. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just so beautiful to see, like, just to see it.
Yeah.
Like, all this is, yeah. That was driving it.
And it's intimidating because you can never take it all in. It's going to take you in.
to think, like, there's enough land to have for your whole family and to get food and to, you know what I mean? So you can cultivate the land, you can live off the land. So it's like.
You can go out there and lay down if you want to today.
That part.
You know what I mean? And all the life that you're cultivating with not just the animals, not just the humans, but the plants, the earth. The earth is happy, so it's typically going to give back in that area. You know what I mean? That's why also you can't listen to old man Willie in the neighborhood saying, you can't grow those peaches here. Like, you got to plant your peaches, dog. Stop letting people tell you what didn't work for them and how it's not going to work for you. They don't know what the hell they talking about. Straight up. And even if it didn't work for them, doesn't mean it can't work for you. Even if them peaches didn't grow then, a lot of times it's the energy people are putting out around them. You create in this toxic waste dump, so nothing can grow around here.
Now, you originally saying that you had some points that you wanted to do.
What, for this?
Yeah.
This just goes so flow and so naturally. It has something to do with this. I guess because we're talking about life. Originally, we were going to talk about the concept of waiting to get to heaven, waiting to die to get to heaven, which is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, yeah, because that's what I said, the eating thing. I meant to say that. Like, okay, so, yeah, that's where I was supposed to bring that back. Okay, so, yeah.
Okay, full circle. We back. No. But, yeah, no, life is here. Life is happening right now. Heaven is happening right now. Hell is happening right now for some of y'all. That's how it's going. And that's why, again, people made these stories up about what it was because they didn't want to live in what it is.
I had some notes about that, too. But the hell and all that.
Oh, we're going to do a whole episode on hell.
But it was like,
there's a lot of y'all need to go to hell.
What I had said earlier was the fact that, like, people...
Not all y'all.
I remember hearing them say, like, oh, you know, I wish... I can die, like.
Oh, yeah.
So that, you know, I wish Jesus would just hurry up and come back. I wish everybody would just be resurrected and just die, you know? And it's like the mentality that you really want to exit, like your life is so, like whatever is going on, like you're taking on so many burdens of the world and you ain't even doing nothing.
Exactly.
You're doing nothing. We're going to church on Sunday, praying. giving money.
Eating lard. I'm always going to use lard because it sounds the most ridiculous. And people be eating those slabs.
And I don't want to seem like I'm coming down. I don't want to come for nobody. I'm just saying.
Like, that ain't about coming for them, but it's about telling them the truth. We also can't, for the ones of us that don't live like that, we can't pretend like our side ain't happening and it's not working. You dig what I'm saying?
That mentality, yeah. So it's like,
but people out here praying to Tylenol and shit. Like, come on.
It's not that way though.
Yeah, that like
Earth is not that way.
And even once you get to heaven, it's not going to be what they tell you heaven is. It's not this fucking bright place that's all blissful and everyone's smiling. And no, it ain't none of that. Heaven is a place where everyone can be transparent. They don't have to put the mask on anymore. They don't have to pretend anymore. They don't have to wear name tags of names and titles they don't want and they don't agree with. They can be their full self. That may be pink hair. That may be no hair. It's your heaven. All of our depictions different. How I look at it is we're all in a movie. We all star in our movie. And some people just cameo in and out. Some people fall down the elevator shaft. Some people come stay and they're on the cast now. You dig? Like, but everyone's movie is different. You can't look, you can't even take a sequel and try to compare it to the first one. They're two different works of art. The creator was in two different mind spaces. But I think that is the comfort a lot of people choose to live in, choosing to compare things. That's so lazy. Versus looking at, you know what I mean, like it on its own and understanding how this is just great. So I feel like that comes from, like we were saying earlier, slowing down. You're speeding up too fast. Like, trying to hurry up to die to get to heaven, that's ridiculous. I don't care if people block me for saying shit like that. That's fucking ridiculous. Like, that's dumb. You know what I mean? I'm never going to tell nobody that makes sense. I would be doing you a disservice telling you that.
This is like, we really have to come into what life and living really is. Like, that's what I'm really saying. Like, no this to nobody neither. But
yeah,
at the end of the day, when I used to live, I lived that life. So that's, I could speak on it for myself, and I'm only speaking for self. Okay. Yeah. When I was a Christian, I was, okay? That's what stuff. So anyway.
Did you catch the Holy Ghost? I know this is inappropriate. Yes. Did you do that?
It's inappropriate.
Did it really happen or was you faking it? Because we already here now. I want to know.
No, I wasn't faking.
So it happened. Something took you over.
No, for real.
Talk about it. All right, I'm going to say nothing because it's going to sound like I'm being funny. Go. No, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, so, and that's, I think that's one of the things that I like, that kind of like resonates with me, is that, you know, the way that they explain certain things in the biblical form and the church, the congregation, how they, because how they're coming from the deity of it being God, the mm-hmm. Holy Spirit, and somehow the Trinity.
The Holy Trinity, yeah.
And so.
The mother, the child, something. Something.
Yeah, however they.
Yeah. In.
Right, so they're coming from that, right? And so what you're receiving is that, yeah, what I received.
Ooh. It make me want to go to church, but I think we just need to bring them on the pod. Anything I have to say about it would sound silly, but I'm really curious. I really always wanted to know if it was real or not.
I'm about to tell you.
I really am curious.
See them interpret it. Yes. For sure. So I had a, so anyway, yes, you get laying on the hands, but like basically.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they lay on hands and they have you read from a certain scripture that talks about receiving the Holy Spirit.
Oh, so witchcraft.
Yes.
Okay. So magic. We losing all Christian followers today. Hey, but come on back, y'all. Hey, no, it's a safe space.
Truth. It's the truth, right? True, this is how we did it.
Straight,
right?
Witchcraft.
In a room, a small room.
And there's chance. There, that's,
and so they lay your hands on you, right?
Witchcraft.
Here, right? And so you feel it, right? And you get an utterance.
Yeah, we lost a viewer too, but keep going. I swear it dropped. I watched it drop. Not my JC. No, they not. No, they not.
Listen, anyway, right? So then.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you get an utterance.
Okay.
And so they tell you, you know, just to keep on working on it, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Everybody in the room, they got all the masters.
Yeah.
All the master utterers. Utterers.
The master manipulators.
In the room, you know.
Yeah.
And so.
That's crazy.
I've seen people, I've been at a
conference. But believable.
Before. But mind you. I don't know if you want to go there.
We go there next time.
Yeah, but anyway.
We're going to get a Patreon. Y'all going to have to pay for some of this. Because some of this going to have us getting emails from the Illuminati. So y'all going to have to... We're going to need some compensation. Get me some protection.
We protect it.
And this is... I feel like things people need to know. This is why I never jump to a place where I'm telling people what to do. Because I don't give a shit what you do. Like, do what's best for you. You know what I mean? Do what makes sense for your life. I don't have all the answers. I don't know. But I feel like we have to know what we're engaging in. Because the little people around you are just watching you jump in and out of situations, sign your name on that lease and loan, and don't even know what you're signing up for. They pay attention to that stuff, too. It's so much deeper than us just trying to drop all these big lessons on them. They watch the little steps, missteps you take as well, probably closer than anything. You know what I mean? So just know what you believe in. I don't believe people should believe in anything that's telling them don't learn and don't explore and don't research everything. If it has limitations, guess what? You have a limit that you're going to, even if you learn everything about it, you're still at a limit because it's built with limitations. If it's built open, like these acres we're going to do, we don't have to build apartments on top of each other. Everybody can have their own spot spread out. You feel me? Like, so start giving yourself the capacity to grow within or identify if someone's offering you an opportunity. Identify how much capacity you have to take it and how much they even want you to grow within it. And then make your choice. I'm not saying do. I'm not saying don't. You need to find counsel to confide in. I can't help all y'all with that. But a lot of this, too, is learning to discern for yourself. It's learning to be your own counsel. It's learning to be your own protector. Learning to be your own big brother, big sister. You know what I mean? And that's why I build those relationships with myself. Because sometimes I got to go through the ringer and I'm like, man, this is going to blow up in my face. And I don't want to blame my people because they all busy. And I don't got to even go through that because I done brought four people with me. You feel me? So... everybody good. And that's all I want for people. I want them to be good. Like, I want people to truly be happy and healthy and stop pretending, because you don't got to pretend to do that. You can go for a walk. I ain't nobody saying go run a mile in 5 minutes flat. You can go for a walk though around your neighborhood,
right?
You get what I'm saying? So start small and give yourself a fighting chance. Sometimes that's the love. Sometimes that's what other people are saying, an act of love. Like, just give me a chance. I know everyone else thinks I'm a screw up, but just give me a chance. I may prove them wrong. You feel me? And what's going to be built through you being patient and giving people grace? Come on. Money can't buy that, and you could have never dreamt of that. Mm-hmm. It's what the universe is gifting to you.
Exactly.
So that's why we're here. That's why we're going to be here.
So don't live any lies. That's what it is. So when you find out the truth, write that shit down.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to help you for sure. Like, whatever it is, big or small, write it down. Because we live a lot of lies. And that was one of the things that, you know, helped me get out of that shit. Helped me pay attention to... it's like a practice I use, like, okay, in a situation, like, okay, what's the truth of the matter though? Like, I'm feeling this way, you know, I'm thinking this way, I'm moving this way, I'm doing this thing or whatever. Like, what's the motivation behind this here? Let's get to the truth of the matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the things I try to do to operate when I get the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I just write it down, because then everything else is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else I do outside of that is a lot. Yep. Writing it down. It's that magic. and writing.
And I think that's our true journey is protecting that truth, not letting anything happen to that truth. And you're going to lose friends over that. You're going to lose jobs. You're going to lose income sometimes. But, hey, you ain't losing your sanity.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, it's been such a beauty to really tap into self and be like, okay, clearly I know what I'm created for because I'm moving a certain way. Mm-hmm. You know, all of my connections are lining up, you know, and I guess there has to come a time in life where you make peace with who you are and the things that you endeavor to do, you know, your passions, your goals, and aspirations, mm-hmm. and self-interest, all of these things, like, make you, right?
Yeah.
And then becomes those beliefs and faiths and things, so...
That's beautiful. And I agree. And I feel like that is a great stopping point. We gave y'all a lot. We 46 minutes in. And we're going to keep these babies short and sweet, mostly because, for me, I want y'all to go back and research and listen to this and study this. And you know what I mean? We getting rid of the fluff. We getting straight to the meat of it. We getting to the root of it. Yeah, so... You trying to be on the show? We are looking for guests. Always looking for guests. We want to hear y'all's voice too. We want y'all to come on here and shine. And for a lot of what I've been doing pod now 6 years, my favorite part is when first timers come on. It's so exciting for everyone, and they remind me why I do this. And they bring the life into this because they are stepping out of their comfort zone to even listen to pods and come be on one. So. That's what I'm all about. You know what I mean? Growth and prosperity. Your world. It's always your world. Tell them what you got going on. Well, where to find you. We got yoga and meditation coming up. I'm going to let her tell y'all about that. She's going to close it up.
It's lit, y'all. I'm excited. It's a good Friday.
It is.
So listen. We are going to be at the vault, right? And what's inside the vault? You better come and find out. We got yoga and meditation this Sunday at 11 to 1. And let me tell you, don't want to miss it. It is free. We like you to RSVP, though, because we got some other special things in store for our guest. Parking is free downtown. You know, it's 35 East Gay Street. So funny saying that. I'm such a child at heart that I get laughed up anytime I say gay. So fine. So, okay. No, so yeah, 35 East Gay Street. No, but seriously. But we're having that there, and it's been a dope vibe, y'all. Like, literally, it's been amazing space. So we just continuing that. Come out and vibe with us there. It's been amazing. Let's see what else we got going on. That's Sunday. And then we will be back again on Sunday, no?
Yep. Sunday again, same place right here at 7:30. Sunday night, we got an artist coming, Midwest Zombie. He's a local artist. Him and his manager reached out to me like a minute ago, and I am me, so I didn't see the message till like a month later. But I got with him, and they're excited to come on the show. I'm excited for this young man. He's got a lot of energy. And like I said, we want to see y'all on here. We want y'all to pull up. You feel me? Come talk with us. Come chat with us. We about to have some amazing things going on. We got a 420 Fest coming on at Wild Goose Creative on April 20th. Make sure y'all pop out. We are doing Classes? We working on classes?
Yeah, so we got some. So right now, y'all need to check into the, we got the classes on, well, the cooking classes, not really ours, but we're doing it.
We're part of it.
We're part of that, yeah, with the cooking classes. So yeah, definitely want to tap into the Bronzeville. Come out there to, what's that, Legacy Point, Thursday. Let's see, what else? Y'all just want to stay tapped in with the yoga and meditation classes, too. So come out on Sunday. That's really what we want to say. Come out on Sunday, because today's Friday. So, you know, be easy tonight on yourself. Love on yourself. But, you
know, take back.
Time to tap in with us. And we'll see y'all on Sunday evening. Yes.
Yeah. And then back again on Monday, Thursday. Weekends optional. So y'all gonna have a schedule. Y'all gonna get used to it. Y'all know where to follow us. Be blessed.